गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण तद्भक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीनाय पराधलते चित्त्वाश्च कामादितरंग कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणं यं प्राप्तजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जिहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमा जीवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नयमाम् शरणम्। No use of this. My so first of all, my thousands of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Parashishma Bhakti Pragyan Kisho Goswami. And the same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parashishma Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Oh. So much thanks to you all devotees coming from far away, from California, from Beja, from Costa Rica, from Australia, Hawaii,
Panama,
Brazil,
Russia,
Mathura, Miami. Philippines also?
Guatemala.
Thank you. So I'm very happy to meet you all. I want to speak anything in the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the guidance of Rupa Raghunath Sanatana, especially Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, my Gurudev, and also my Shiksha Guru, or Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, or you call him Prabhupada. He was my friend, very bosom friend. He was my Shiksha Guru. He never behaved me like disciple. Always his manseet, talking so much Hari Katha, making chapatis like friends, laughing, joking. He used to be very joking person, always a smiley. No false ego that I am so learned, I am guru and anything. He also, you can know that he must have joked with his senior disciple. Not his very great and controlling anyone. Never control. By out of love, he want to control. So, I always want to follow them. What I am telling, not of any word, not mine, but their words, their realization, their preaching. So, I request you to go very deep in his preaching. If you are always busy to take the meaning of his instruction outwardly, externally only, then you will be deceived. No. Deceived. And you will be cheated. So try to go in deep and try to understand his thing. He may tell like other gurus in our Acharya Parampara, so many contradictory things for so many classes of devotees, grade of devotees, he may tell. But we'll have to reconcile them, or not harmonize,
reconcile.
Why he is told here this and here this. So maybe he may tell it in different circumstances. Like, there are so many things in Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Also, in Srimad Bhagavat we can see Krishna told to gopis, very dark night, very, very dangerous forest, and so many beasts are here. And you should at once return back. And after that, Krishna asked, when I told you to go? There was no dark night, no dangerous animals there,
full moon
night, but he told that darkness. So I never told you to return back, but we'll have to
reconcile.
Why he told that time and why? You should not go from me, you should stay here, and we will dance and everything. Depends on the qualification of devotees. They should reconcile. Now I am coming to my class. In India, after Mahabharata, so bad days came. And once it was in the control of Mohammedan Muslims rulers. And at that time, in Bengal, there was a king, Muslim, Hussein Shah. Once he was making a very high tomb. So many thousands of workers were in work. So expert masons were working so hard. When it was about to be completed, king himself went there on the high place, very high. And he saw that, very wonderful they have done. In India there is no tomb like this. And he was appreciating the mason. But the head mason told that though it is so beautiful and so good, wonderful, but we can do more than this. Then at once king took the hands of that mission and he threw out from there. And he was killed. If they are here and if in life they can make more better than this, I cannot be here. So he killed him. And he was very angry. And at that time there was a person there, he's one of the personal assistant or anyone. He told, you should go at once and bring. But what bring? He never knew. At once he should go. And by fear he ran from there and thinking of what order he has given, what to bring. But he never thought that what is. Then he was in very worry. And he left that place, that town. And he went another town to save himself. thinking that path should I take. Then
he went to Puri, and from Puri he went to south, and
and he met with Sarai Ramananda. And then he returned to Puri, and again he declared, I am going to Vrindavan. And he was coming. But he was coming at the route by Ganges. He came back to the bank of Ganges from Puri, and from there he was coming. When he came to reach to Kanaiya Nathshala, about the kingdom of Kushensha. So many crowd, so much crowd was there with Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita has written more than lakhs were always all falling and they were coming. Always Kirtan, Harikatha, when they reached to Kanaiya Nathshala, the name of that place was Mohamdan, any Mohamdan. But Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami changed it. They made it Kanaiya Nathshala. They made there Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and all these things. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to so much followers, in the night, Rupa and Sanatana, they changed their dresses and they took dhoti and sword and very simple. And they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also Anupam and his son Jiva Goswami, very little boy, baby, less than 2 years. He was in their lap. And they gave this Jiva Goswami in the feet of, lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, after that, Sanatana Goswami told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am telling very brief. He told that this is not process to go Vrindavan. This is not the process. How to go? Like a street beggar, not taking so much money or money and any affluence. You will see Rupa Sanatana how they came to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu also. So this is not the way that with thousands and thousands of crowds you are going to Vrindavan, because so many problems will come. Here also, you are so many, more than 200. So some problems are here. Where to stay, where to host, where to for prasadam here and there. It may be that some will be very sick and doctors will be needed. So many problems. And for alone, nothing. Nothing in pocket. Where it will be night, he will stay, and he can bathe one chapati anywhere. In the houses of devotees. So, nothing is needed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you are very intelligent. I am doing mistake. If I am doing like so, or any king may think that I am going to invade his kingdom. Also Sanatana Goswami told that, for this is the fact I came to you. Kushensha Bhasa liberated me to go and search who is he and how so many persons are. Does he want to invade me? Attack me? No. Sanatana Goswami tells, better you should go alone. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided, I should return to Puri. And from there, again next year, I will go to Puri. So he returned back. personally I have no interest, no self-gain, nothing. In these old days, you know, how troublesome for me to go in prepare. So Narada Rishi, Sukadeva Goswami, even they don't want any cloth, nothing. Why they are going here and there? Bhat Vidha, Bhagavata, Siddhi Bhuta, Swayam Prabho, Siddhi Kurvan, Siddhani, Swantap, Sain, Gadav. They are devotees, they have no one needs that. Except, oh, I want Krishna. So they keep Krishna and control in their heart. Always Gadavrita. What is the meaning of Gadavrita? Gadavrita? You know? Which gata?
Which kind of love?
Love. And saving whole world. This is means one meaning. Generally. But for pure devotee, oh, that is the result. What? Who speaks very sweet? With Bansi. He speaks Radhe Radhe. Thank you. Why is? What is this problem that is falling like this? Why? Or separation mode. He has taken training in the school of Vishakha, Rayaramanu. And now he is feeling separation so much that and myself is Radhika. And so much separation was possible. Always he was feeling that. So in forest also. Oh, he saw the forest. Oh, this is Vrindavan. A river. Oh, Kalindi is here. Some mountain. Oh, Kirlash mountain. Some cows. Oh, this is the cows of Kirlash. Cowherd forest. Oh, these are friends of Kirlash. And if you meet bitterly and call Krishna, 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 that's the mouth by my Krishna. Tiger Steven slipping in the way. If touched by Mahaprabhu's feet, they used to. Chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. When he used to speak and to chant Hare Krishna loudly, all forest used to follow him. And all creatures, all creepers, trees and animals, horses even, they once used to hear. And at once he spirit. Miraculously. Indeed, here, other hand, anyhow he reached to Vrindavan. Good person knew it, and anyhow he is resigned. Give up this home. And with his younger brother, Anupam, oh, he went to his house. This is the process that Rup Goswami did. You can follow process if you want. He got to follow. He went to his native place. He had so much money. He divided into two and gave into his family and told that you should maintain your life like this. And half of this he kept to it for the training of his son, for his education. And he took 7,000 golden coins with him. He kept it where it was at first, in capital, Ramkirtan. Oh, that if any need, Sanatana Goswami can be helped by that. And when he came, left, he wrote a letter to Sanatana Goswami. Send it to 10 minutes, 19. Paper, sheet paper, no, nothing in his pocket. No shirt, nothing. Money comes. Own and torn cloth. Only money. And much cloth. Nothing else. If anything, oh, he can pay here. Once the body, put the body, not more. They went to Vrindavan. And in the way, they wrote a letter and sent to Sanatana Goswami. He wrote only some letter. 5 or 6 letters he wrote. That anyone